Forgiveness and Ho'oponopono. Lack of forgiveness is one of the most destructive forms of spiritual clutter. When we hold on to resentment, grievances, and debts we believe are owed to us that we refuse to forgive, it creates a hard protective shell around our hearts. We contract emotionally. It's as if we literally create a Berlin Wall growing between us and the person or situation that we're refusing to forgive. When you practice forgiveness, you unblock your heart and experience more emotional freedom. Your heart opens up, and you can access all the qualities of the Spirit, joy, happiness, peace of mind, and you can once again experience life fully. A simple but very powerful forgiveness tool that you can use is Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono is an ancient Hawaiian practice of reconciliation and forgiveness. It consists of four simple sentences. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. The story behind it goes like this. There was a psychologist in Hawaii, Dr. Hugh Len. He was a staff psychologist at Hawaii State Hospital for 4 years. From 1984 to 1987, he oversaw the ward where the criminally insane were housed. The hospital was in turmoil. Psychologists quit on a monthly basis. The staff called in sick a lot, or they simply quit. People would walk through the wards with their backs against the wall, afraid of being attacked by patients. It was not a pleasant place to work in or to visit. Einstein said, "We can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them." Instead of trying to cure the prisoners' illnesses at the level of the problem, Dr. Hugh Len did something very different. He never saw or spent time with the patients. He sat in his office for an hour a day, and he studied the inmates' charts, and he recited Ho'oponopono for an hour, looking within himself to see how he had created that person's illness. In 1986, 3 years after he started the practice, prisoners that had been shackled, who'd had wrist or ankle restraints, had them removed. They were allowed to walk freely. Others who'd been heavily medicated were getting off their medications, and those who had no chance of ever being released were being freed. Not only that, but the staff began to enjoy coming to work. Absenteeism and turnover disappeared. The hospital ended up with more staff than they needed because patients were being released and all the staff was showing up to work. By 1987, violence had practically ceased. It was only displayed by newer inmates who Dr. Len hadn't practiced Ho'oponopono on. Today, that ward is closed because there's no longer any need for it. The criminally insane patients were released or moved into other non-violent wards. And this story is well documented by the staff and practitioners who were there and who were involved. When Dr. Len was asked how he healed the inmates, he said, "I didn't heal them. I healed the parts of myself that created them." The most important presumption of Ho'oponopono is that each of us is, in a way, responsible for everything. Dr. Len explained that total responsibility for your life means that everything in your life, simply because it is in your life, is your responsibility. In a literal sense, the entire world is your creation. Now, this is a pretty big concept of responsibility to grasp. When we think of taking total responsibility, we think of it meaning, I am responsible for what I think and do. Beyond that, it's out of my hands. We're responsible for what we do, not what anybody else does. Being responsible for what I say and do is one thing, but being responsible for what everybody else in my life says or does is quite another. And yet, according to the teachings of Ho'oponopono and just about every other spiritual system of well-being as well, You are responsible for everything that you experience. Everything you see, think, notice, hear, and feel is a creation of your own mind. All of your reactions and interpretations are of your making, based in memories from the past. If you take complete responsibility for your life, then everything you see, hear, taste, touch, or in any way experience is your responsibility because it's in your life. Now, this means that terrorist activity, the economy, anything that you experience and you don't like is up for you to heal. They don't exist in a manner of speaking, except as projections from inside you. The problem isn't with them, it's with you. And to change them, you have to change you. Now, I know this is tough to grasp, let alone accept or actually live. It's far easier to blame other people than to take total responsibility, but we can at least grasp this. In Ho'oponopono, healing means loving yourself. If you want to improve your life, you have to heal your life. And if you want to cure anyone, even a mentally ill criminal, you do it first by healing yourself. But the bottom line is, you don't have to take on this whole total responsibility idea if it's just too much for you to grasp or accept. Ho'oponopono works anyway, and that's the beauty of it. By saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you, over and over again, many people have experienced extraordinary changes in their relationships and their lives. These four simple phrases activate the qualities of repentance, forgiveness, gratitude, and love. And these qualities, these forces, have amazing power. You're also recognizing in Ho'oponopono that there is a higher power and you're calling on it to assist you and help you arrive at a change of heart. You're evoking the spirit of love to heal whatever is within you that created the outer circumstance. The change that takes place is within you. And when you change yourself and your perception of the world changes. The power is in the feeling and in the willingness of the universe to forgive and love. So, how do you do Ho'oponopono? All you have to do is to sit quietly and begin by simply repeating the four phrases together. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Just say it to yourself quietly. You don't need anybody else to be there. You don't need anyone to hear you. You can say the words in your head, and that's the best part. You can do it by yourself. If you like, you can hold an image of somebody that you are forgiving or asking forgiveness of, but you don't have to do that. It doesn't matter if you were the one who caused the problem or if you were the so-called victim. What you're doing is bringing the vibration of pure forgiveness into any situation. And as you really feel the qualities of repentance, forgiveness, gratitude, and love, and you truly embody them, something changes within you. And as it shifts within you, it is reflected in your external world. If we are speaking in terms of energy, you become the frequency of forgiveness, and you become a vibrational match for similar experiences and people to show up in your life. So repeat the mantra as you walk, as you drive, as you go about your daily tasks. And it's okay if you change the order. The feeling tone of the vibration is what really matters. Let them become the default state of mind for you, replacing the random ramblings of your ordinary thoughts. Say them over and over again for the span of a month. And you'll find that when you make the mantra your primary train of thought, you are laying down a new neural pathway and creating a new vibrational set point for yourself. Watch how it opens you and frees you up as you put it into practice. So let's go over the steps. Step 1, repentance. I'm sorry. If you've been lost in replaying an argument that you had with somebody, or you've been focusing on feeling hurt or criticized, complained or blame, you can instantly refocus by repeating the phrase, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry." Repeating it from your heart until you begin to feel a sense of peace. Step 2. Ask forgiveness. "Please forgive me." Say it over and over and over again until you really mean it. Ask for forgiveness for whatever your part has been in what has occurred, for the negative thoughts and feelings that you've been holding, for whatever part of you that needs forgiveness, for any part of you that has carried and felt or expressed the emotions that caused this situation. Even if you haven't expressed them in this specific situation, they are feelings that you have carried and you have felt and you have expressed at other times. Ask for forgiveness for carrying similar emotions because you now have a real awareness of the damage they can do. In the process, what you're doing is that you're turning it all over to a higher power. Whatever your understanding of a higher power is, you're turning it over to something or someone that is larger than yourself, that has a greater capacity than you have to heal the situation. Step 3. Gratitude. Thank you. Activate the spirit of gratitude within yourself. Find everything that you can give thanks for in the situation. Say thank you for freeing you from all the pain and all the hurt, the sadness, the tapes you've been playing. Thank you for the gift of recognizing the negative thought and for the relief that comes when you choose to apologize for it. Thank you for the grace that cleanses your mind and frees you from the weight of carrying all of this negativity. Again, it doesn't really matter who or what you're thanking. Thank yourself for being willing and showing up. Thank God. Thank the universe. Thank your higher power for guiding and supporting you. Thank whatever it was that just forgave you. Just keep saying thank you until you really activate the spirit of gratitude within yourself. Step 4. Love. "I love you." Again, say it over and over until you mean it, until you really feel it. Say, "I love you" to the other person in the situation. Say, "I love you" to yourself for being willing to show up. Say, "I love you" to your higher guidance for being there for you, for guiding you, for bringing you to this point. Say, "I love you" to yourself for being willing to let go of the negative, for being willing to embrace the healing, for being willing to cleanse it from your mind. Say, "I love you" until you mean it and can feel it. There is nothing as powerful as love. It doesn't matter whether you think you're saying the phrases to God, to Source, to Spirit, the universe, or your higher self. It only matters that you say them sincerely, from your heart. Say them in a way that has the most meaning for you. You can chant all four together as a mantra or repeat a single phrase in response to whatever perception or thought you have. If you speak from your heart and you genuinely embody the qualities of repentance, forgiveness, gratitude, and love, if you are genuine in asking for forgiveness, you'll eventually find peace of mind. When a troublesome person enters your world, he or she too has come to be a teacher, to teach you peace and joy. As you watch your automatic negative reactions begin to rise, begin the mantra, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I am reacting to this person so negatively. I'm sorry that I'm closing my heart and mind. I'm sorry that I'm not really listening because I can't really see the person behind this behavior. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Thank you. I love you." When you're no longer reacting to the present moment on the basis of something you learned or experienced in the past, whether the past was 2 seconds ago or decades ago, you are released to live in the present. You begin to see things as they are, uncolored by your projections and interpretations, and because your heart and mind are no longer constricted and literally blocked off by negativity, you discover that you are more creative and inventive. You're more open to the range of possibilities that each moment holds. And you're more playful, more joyful, more at peace. In a word, you become happier. And isn't that, after all, what each of us truly wants? So here's your assignment. Step one, create a forgiveness list. Write down everyone you think owes you an apology for something they did or didn't do to you. Allow yourself to go back in time and write down every person or incident, every group or community, every nationality that you feel has done you wrong and owes you an apology. It can be the kid in school when you were 8 years old who called you names and taught the other kids to do the same thing. Or it can be your current boss who dresses you down in front of your colleagues, humiliating you for something that you weren't even responsible for. If it pops in your head, it is still something that a part of you hasn't forgotten or let go of. So even if you think you handled it in the past, the fact that it came into your mind says there's a part of you that is still holding on to the emotion around that incident. Step two, write down everyone you owe an apology to for something you did or didn't do. Again, allow yourself to go back in time and write down every person or incident that comes to mind. Step 3. Use the ancient Hawaiian forgiveness practice, Ho'oponopono, to clear the items off your list.